Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Lionel Moreno, a.k.a. the freeloading Venezuelan welfare king, has been deported. We told you about Moreno last year when he was trying to become a migrant influencer, mocking Americans while living large off the government dole.
Les duele.
You're hurt because I make more than you without much work, while you work like slaves, understand? That's the difference between you and me. I'm always going to make lots of money without much work, and you're always going to be exploited and miserable and insignificant.
In a shocking move, the Trump administration has just abolished the Temporary Protected Status Program, which had allowed millions of illegal migrants to live legally in the United States and indefinitely, as it turns out. So for years, this system really has been exploited and abused, as recently highlighted by the latest report from the Department of Homeland Security. American communities are facing increased costs, violence, and crimes like squatting, encouraged by figures such as Lionel Moreno, who openly advocates for illegal actions while exploiting our laws. Now, TPS, the temporary protected status, was supposed to be just that, a temporary shield for people fleeing disasters or war, such as earthquakes in Haiti or the violence that once dominated El Salvador. But the Department of Homeland Security dropped a bombshell last Thursday. This program has been twisted into a free pass for illegal migrants. The system has been gamed. Migrants from countries like Haiti and Venezuela apply for TPS, they get their work permits, and then they settle in, often without ever proving they're in danger. And of course, it's small towns in America that are paying the price. In Logansport, Indiana, locals say 2,000 to 3,000 Haitian migrants have driven up rents and packed schools. Springfield, Ohio is the same. Housing shortages and strained clinics are the new normal. Real estate is becoming completely unaffordable as migrants are flooding in, competing for apartments, driving rents up 20, 30% in some towns. People are concerned about locals being priced out, unable to save or buy homes. Schools and hospitals are stretched thin, forcing taxpayers to pick up the tab. Now, one of the most concerning crimes that's been gaining traction of late is squatting. That fellow I mentioned, Lionel Moreno, the Venezuelan migrant who went viral recently. Well, he told illegal migrants to, quote, invade homes and exploit squatter laws. In states like New York, you can claim rights to a property after just 30 days. Moreno's videos flaunting his flashy lifestyle poured gas on the fire. Homeowners are stuck in legal battles due to these scams, shelling out thousands to evict squatters. Many American families have been losing their financial freedom to these scams. This is what TPS abuse looks like. Higher costs, fear, and laws that seem to protect the wrong people. Trump's TPS ban aims to stop this madness. This decision to end TPS is, for many, isn't just about immigration. It's about whether America can still enforce its laws, laws that are supposed to protect citizens, not criminals. Even Democrats are getting on board. Astonishingly, polls are showing 63% of Democrats back deporting illegal migrants who committed crimes. We're clearly at a tipping point. Trump's bold move to end TPS is a stand against decades of abuse, skyrocketing costs, squatting scams, and communities pushed to the brink. Joining us today is Jeff Rakowski, who's an expert who has developed invaluable strategies to navigate these turbulent waters. He's helped countless individuals like you to stand up for their rights and regain control. So stick around as he shares his insights and a unique solution to ensure you aren't left behind in this new landscape. Jeff, my friend, welcome back. Great to see you again, man.
Dr. Steve, always a pleasure, always an honor. Just big fan of you and the Turley Talks community. Incredible community you built.
Well, we're huge fans of yours as well. So can you break down for us what's really happening with the TPS program being scrapped for many people in the United States? You've seen the effects firsthand, how communities like Logansport or Springfield are dealing with this fallout. Give us your insight here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like you said, the key word, Dr. Steve, is temporary. One thing that we have to understand, you know, immigration is such a sensitive topic because we're talking about individuals. We're talking about people's lives. Jesus loves them the same he loves us. He died for them just like he died for us. But with that being said, it is vital for any country to protect its borders. That's even biblical. That's in the Bible, building walls around the city, protecting, you know, your citizens and your people. So there has to be a balance between the two. But the temporary protected status, it is temporary, and there is no legal path through TPS to ever obtain a green card or ever even become a citizen. So it's really something in my mind that has just become politicized, and it's really not thinking. I mean, think about it. If you really cared, if the Biden administration, we know right before they left office, I think you mentioned it, they extended the TPS protections. And the Republican view is that we're just painting with too broad of a brush, you know, where we're not even verifying there is potential harm in their country or potential harm is gangs, drugs, things like that. The bottom line, Dr. Steve, we have gangs, we have drugs in our own country, right? So, so to me, it's something that it originated in 1990 under President George W. Bush. I believe it was a civil war in Sudan, if I'm not mistaken, the country. And that was justified for a temporary season. But like anything else, the Democrats get their hands on, you know, they just pervert it and they use it, you know, for really selfish purposes more than anything else.
Herbert Walker Bush, right? Fact checking in real time. There you go. Yeah. So I was gonna ask you, because we were talking before the show that it started in the 1990s. So who in your view, who would be responsible for letting TPS end up getting exploited like this, with all the subsequent crime and violence that we're seeing in our communities? Who's really behind allowing it to morph into that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to point at the Democrats. You got to point at, I mean, specifically, I mean, obviously it's evolved since 1990 and there was good uses at times for it. But, you know, specifically what really catches my attention is it's one of the last acts of the Biden administration to extend out these protections that allowed hundreds of thousands of people to come in, again, with no path to citizenship. So really, you know, I believe that, and think about it, that was happening strategically, you know, prior to the election, right? So why do you want more illegals in the country and give them the right to vote and give them, you know, protections and you know, things that should be designated for our citizens? So to me, it always goes back to this battle of, you know, a lack of leadership, you know, and really a battle between good and evil. Again, not. Immigrants are not evil. I'm not suggesting that or saying that at all. But we have to look back to the failed policies of the Democratic Party. You know, since Trump has been in office now, I mean, illegal entries have been decreased by 95%.
Yeah,
the latest poll. So he's putting the American people first, and that was always the problem with the Democratic Party, is they were not putting our country first. You know, and there's kind of like this funny thing, Dr. Steve. It's kind of like, we've gotten to this place where, you know, we can't blame a foreign country for not being able to get their act together right now, you know, and you know, and we can't blame them, you know, no matter what. And like I said, it's been opened up with this broad brush now where people are facing any hardship in a country, you know, then they could just walk right in here. So President Trump is really bringing back that American first, you know, philosophy. And there are many legal ways of coming into our country to gain you know, to naturalize the legal way, or even asylum, you know, if you are legitimately being persecuted or facing a hardship in a foreign country. So, you know, it's being advertised as, like you said, bombshell news, but in my mind, it's really common sense. You know, we cut off the flow of illegal entry into our borders. Step one. Now, step two is, you know, how do we deal with, you know, the folks that have come in illegally that are making life more difficult for American citizens, you know, sucking up a lot of resources dedicated for American citizens, you know, and many of them, you know, committing crimes that are hurting our people. So to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's funny. No-brainer is right. And it is, because, you know, my wife is a migrant. She's from Tokyo. And I think she embodies the overwhelming American sentiment. We love legal migration. And I mean that. We love legal migration. We hate illegal migration. That's the key. It really is a yin and yang there. It's the contrast, dark and light, is there. We love legal migration. We hate illegal immigration precisely because it's illegal. and it just involves just this decay in the whole of society. It starts at the decay at the border, and that decay ends up just going throughout the society. I was wondering if you have an insight in how the system got so broken. We see the who behind it. How about the how? You know, how TPS turned into such a loophole for illegal migration and driving up the costs and crime. What are the failures that allowed this to spiral out of control?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the border policy specifically of, you know, the Biden administration, I mean, it was a blatant plan to literally open the borders to allow entry to as many illegal aliens as possible, knowing that they would have the right to vote, even though they're not legal citizens in many states, if not all the states. That's the direction that was being moving. So to me, the who is easy, but the how is just the policies, you know. And this is, you know, whenever you know, I've taken a lot of criticism for being very vocal publicly about supporting President Trump and, you know, getting him back in office in the Republican Party. And, you know, do I love everything about President Trump's personality? No, I don't. But what I love are his policies. And one of the biggest mistakes that I think Americans make, you know, in general, not your audience, of course, but, you know, they get so caught up in the personality of the person or, you know, how they say something, and they pay no attention to the actual policies that the house, right, that is going to live on beyond the person and it affects day-to-day life. So, you know, very, very simply is, you know, over the last 4 years, this problem has exploded under the Biden administration. So it's very clear who the who is, and the how are simply the policies that flowed from that administration that now, you know, President Trump is coming in and really cleaning up a big old mess. And it is a big mess, but I'm really impressed with the work that he's done in such a short amount of time. I mean, 95% less border crossings is absolutely phenomenal. And now, you know, now we have this population in our country that's hurting our country, and they didn't come in the right way. You know, I remember taking my daughters to Disneyland when I was a young parent. And I don't know if you've ever made the journey to Mecca, Dr. Steve. And, you know, I remember waiting, you know, 3 hours, you know, to go meet some princess or something.
Right.
My daughters
right.
were dreaming about, yep, you know. Yep, yep. And then I remember just this couple saying, oh my God, you know, our flight's leaving soon. We don't have time to wait in line. And somebody just let them. I waited 3 hours to get to that
point. Yeah.
And they just walk right in. So again, it's the Democrats want to turn this into something emotional, that we don't care about people and we somehow hate people, you know, immigrants. And it's so, this country was built on immigrants. That's so far from the truth. Right. But we have to protect our country. We have to protect our citizens. That's what President Trump is doing.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I love the way you put it. When I would talk to people about, particularly back in 2016, about Trump's character, those who were concerned about his character, I always pointed to his policies.
That's right.
I always said policies are an extension of character. Policies are an extension of the character. And I thought, you know, how short-sighted it is to vote for somebody who looks squeaky clean but has horrible policies. I mean, you know, like objectively, you know, morally relativistic, and if not vile, evil policies. So I mean, it's just,
yeah.
So yeah, you're I mean, again, you're voting for the whitewashed tomb
absolutely. You know, and a lot of people, you know, get hung up with confronting evil policies, you know, and the thing is this, right. Like, you know, I see it very often in the church. My wife and I are pastors, as you know, and you know, we see it in the Christian community where, you know, you think of David in the Bible, right? David was a shepherd. David took care of his sheep. David was gentle. David was kind. But when a lion, a bear came along, he rose up and he took out that evil, you know? So it's just, and that's met. But what a lot of people think is confronting evil and making tough decisions, it means you're not loving people. And it's actually the exact opposite. Confronting evil is one of the purest forms of protecting and loving people. And so, you know, President Trump, I mean, do I wish he could articulate some things a little smoother? Of course. But the action that he's taking, man, you know, couldn't support it more.
Yeah, exactly. It's inarguable as far as I'm concerned. You know, you push people on it and they admit it. They admit, well, then there you go. There is your character issue right there.
That's it.
Based on his policies and his willingness to follow through on his word. He makes a promise and he fulfills it. That's
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. It's refreshing.
It is. It's incredible. Yeah, exactly. It's incredibly refreshing. So, well, speaking of refreshing, give us some hope here. So, you know, this is going to take a while we did not get into this situation overnight, obviously. I mean, the numbers are anywhere from 15 to 30 million illegals in our country, obviously causing all kinds of social problems. We didn't get here overnight. We're not getting out overnight.
That's right.
So with rent skyrocketing, schools overwhelmed, pushed to the brink, issues like squatting scams hitting a number of families hard, what hope do you, Jeff Rogowski, do you see for everyday Americans trying to just reclaim the stability in their communities?
Yeah, there's always hope, Dr. Steve. But, you know, one of the big keys is always education. You know, the Bible says we perish for a lack of knowledge. And certainly that applies to spiritual matters, but also practical everyday matters. So like when you look at, you used Logansport, Indiana, as an example, you know, 20 to 30% increase in rents, you know, hospitals overloaded. You know, literally all being funded by the people's, you know, tax dollars. You know, we talked about, you know, the city in Ohio, I believe a couple months ago. But the thing is this is, you know, I'm a big believer, regardless of whatever's happening in the world, that it is our responsibility to take our financial futures and our family's futures into our hands, trust God, you know, learn a skill that can, you know, provide for our families and things along those lines. But as you said, President Trump is taking all the right steps, but it takes a little while to turn the Titanic. You know, I estimate, you know, over the next 12 to 24 months, you're really going to start to see some shifting. But real estate is, you know, you know me, Dr. Steve, I'm always going to bring it back to real estate in some capacity.
You're real estate, man. You are the real estate mogul, man.
You know, but the problem is we've been taught in our country for the most part, work hard in school, get good grades, try to get a good job, save your way to retirement. When you retire, hope your money doesn't run out before you die and stay out of debt. You know, that's been the gist of it. And, you know, really what I'm trying to do is awaken people to the fact that, hey, you know, we're perishing because of lack of knowledge. So listen, President Trump is my president, proud to support him, but he's not my savior. Jesus is my savior, right? Right. And the Bible says that God's given us the power to create wealth. Did you know that God has literally engineered us and designed us to create wealth? Now that rubs against a lot of religious philosophy. But it's true. But he gave us that wealth, so we that power, so we could provide for our families, provide for future generations, and promote God's kingdom on this earth, and influence politics, influence business, influence arts and entertainment. So, real estate statistically, Dr. Steve, has created more millionaires than any other asset class. 74% right now in our country.
I was just going to say, you said over 70%. Incredible.
It's absolutely staggering. And, you know, real estate is something that you could create a lot of wealth relatively quickly. You could also lose a lot of wealth relatively quickly if you don't know what you're doing. But, you know, I remember Dr. Steve in 2008 going bankrupt, losing everything.
Real 2008, estate transaction. Of course,
My gosh, it was horrible.
GFC.
It was horrible. I believe God was calling me to the marketplace. I believe He was calling me to real estate, but you know, my whole world came crashing in on me, and I was trying to figure it out on my own. And I remember crying out to God for help. God, and many Americans are saying the same prayer right now. You know, God, I need more resources. God, I want to get out of this job. You know, God, I want to be able to retire. And, you know, so I was praying prayers like that at the time. And looking back, God never answered that prayer by dropping $1 million in my bank account. What He did is He sent me a mentor that was a very successful real estate investor that I was able to basically grab his hand and follow him step by step. And looking back today, because of that, my partners and I were over $300 million in commercial real estate owned in this country right now. And, you know, and we don't have to depend on the government. We don't have to depend on family or friends to provide, you know, for our family. So really, you know, that's the message that I'm trying to get out is learn financial education, learn how to invest in real estate. It doesn't need to be your full-time job. Well, I'll leave this one last statistic, Dr. Steve. I've said this before on your show, but it's staggering is if you're an American right now listening to this and you rent the home you live in, statistically, your net worth is about 10 grand. If you own the home that you live in, your net worth statistically is about 400,000. Massive disparity. And then check this out. Wow. It even gets crazier is if you own your own home and you own just one investment property, the average net worth is over $1 million. So, you know, and there's been, we don't have time to go into it now, but there's been very systematic things done specifically through the Biden administration, even prior to that, that wants to make home ownership in this country more difficult, right? Because they want us owning nothing and being happy, right?
Happy, exactly. Yeah. The WEF maxim. Yeah. Yeah. To become the serf class. Which is the exact opposite of what you're arguing for. You want us to be an ownership society, as it were. So what practical steps then? Because perhaps this really is what this conversation is an answer to similar prayers here.
Yes.
What practical steps can our viewers take right now to secure their financial futures so that they're not vulnerable to all the chaos that these liberal leaders are desperately trying to keep going in our country?
Yeah, I would, quite frankly, Dr. Steve, I would say get on the phone with my team as soon as you possibly can. I know you usually put a link or something below the video. I think it's free.
We have a link down
free
below
intro here, call. Yeah. But again, yes. Do we have mentorship programs where we coach, where we train? Yes, we have all of that. I believe it's the best in the industry. So you could learn about that. But this call is not just for that. That call is to really help you get a plan together, you know, financially to say, okay, you know, really identify this is where I am. This is where I want to go. And we just have one of the most incredible teams, you know, the people that I don't know if I ever told you this, but, you know, the team members that we have, about 75% of them are actually pastors or missionaries fund their ministries through real estate. So every time one of your viewers call, you know, they talk with them, you know, they even pray with them if they want some prayer and then really help them craft a plan together, whether it's working with us or not. Would I love the honor of working with as many of your people as possible? Of course I would. But bigger than that, I just want to get the education and some simple things into the hands of as many people as I can, you know, that could impact their lives. But if somebody was interested in starting to invest in real estate, and most people think, Dr. Steve, you need your own money, you need good credit, you know, which is not true at all. When I went through my tough time in 2008 that I shared with you, I was investing in real estate through my mentor's systems, you know, 6 months after going bankrupt with no credit and with no savings. So there is a path for everybody, you know, and you don't need to leave your full-time job. You don't need to go into the business full time. Really, what we challenge most of our students is we say, hey, we'll give you the mentorship, we'll give you the community, and we'll give you the step-by-step blueprint. And we challenge you, do whatever you can to buy at least 2 investment properties per year for the next 5 years. You just do that, it'll transform your life financially and your family's lives for generations. So I'd be honored to talk to your folks. So I would just encourage, you know, just give us a call, you know, spend 30, 45 minutes on the phone with us, and we will leave you in a better place than when we found you. I promise you that.
Oh, that's so awesome, Jeff. And if you guys don't know, too, Jeff and I found out after we met each other that we actually grew up 10 minutes away from each other. We didn't even realize. Good old Connecticut. That's all right. So, yeah, I mean, gang, I couldn't entrust you more willingly into the hands of someone other than Jeff Rakowski. I mean, I do think it's vital for us to understand that we are living right now in the best possible time to work towards financial freedom like ever. This really is amazing. It's the dawn of the golden age. As we see the economy's getting revamped right now, this is the time. This is the time to take action. And there's no one better to I trust in than Jeff. So if you're interested in learning how you can be a kingdom builder with Jeff and his team and take advantage of this golden age of America, just click on that link below and book a time with him and his team for a wonderful phone call. You'll get some prayer if you'd like it, and some amazing direction for the next few years of your life to make sure that this golden age becomes yours. It happens right,
that's right,
on your front porch. So, Jeff, you're the best, man. Let's have you back real soon.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Dr. Steve.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.